Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
Every time we look at Aston Villa, they're just signing a new extension or a new contract with Unai Emery.
They just like to do this.
I genuinely thought that this was old news. The more times he does it, the better, Jeff.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off The Ball in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland Women's National Team.
Katie McCabe, a huge, huge goal.
I'm very proud of the team's performance.
We're going to go out there to beat them. We're going to try and beat them.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Koi Gig Podcast. I am Kathleen McNamee and I am joined this morning by someone who knows very well what it is like to pull on that green jersey as we look back on Ireland versus Sweden over the last couple of days. Stephanie Roach, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Hey, Kathleen. I'm good. I'm tired. I'm having a birdie this morning.
I know the feeling. You were on the television last night doing the post-match analysis, so we very much appreciate you coming on this morning to chat to us. What are the feelings like this morning, having had a bit of time to sleep on the result last night? I think there was a general feeling of disappointment. I don't know if we've ever been so built up for a nil-all draw for it all to suddenly fall apart.
Yeah, look, I think particularly the way the game finished on Friday, I think going into last night, we probably needed to be a little bit more defensively solid. And I think we were. We had good shape throughout the game. And I think to concede the way we did so late on was difficult because I think it didn't look like we could go and get another goal because we made all of our subs. We couldn't throw Megan on, you know, to try maybe get that long throw into the box. And it just, the way the goal went in, it was very unfortunate. You know, I think we limited them the chances last night, didn't we? We didn't really have too much to deal with. I thought they were poor in the second half, Sweden. I thought they were kind of, didn't really seem to threaten us too much. But on the other hand, we probably didn't look too threatening going forward at times either because we were so defensively solid. But difficult one to take, I think, as I said, the way the goal goes in.
Yeah, it definitely felt like they were much more frustrated by us last night than they were on Friday. And I suppose, as you say, that's mainly down to the way that we set up and the difference between the attacking, more aggressive style to the solid defensive. We know exactly what we're going to get. It's how we've always played. For you, when you saw the way the team was shaping up last night, how did you find it compared to Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a difficult one, you know. I think, like, as I said last night, anyone was watching the game last night on RT did see that it was kind of that formation where I think Leanne and Jess looked like a threat. I think they looked like bright sparks when we did get chances, but they just had such a long way to go. And again, probably energy zapped from doing all the defending too, you know, that way. So I think last night obviously was a clever way to play considering how Friday went. I think we needed to be careful not to go and get absolutely hammered, you know, because Sweden are a team that like to hit you on the break. I think we've seen that. Obviously, I will have seen it from the research that I've done before all of the games we played them, obviously in qualifying for a World Cup. And obviously, more recently, you see how they play and the threats they have in forward areas. They are a really good counter-attacking team. So I think on Friday, perhaps we were maybe a little bit too open. You know, I think I'd like to kind of see the happy medium of the in-between, if that makes sense. Because I think last night, we were defensively solid, as I said. And as you said, it's what we're used to doing. It's what we're used to seeing Ireland doing. Whereas Friday, I liked that we had a goal. You know, I liked the two up top. I think Caruso looked a lonely figure last night, didn't she, up top? Like, she just kind of had to work hard. But she does a lot, to be fair to her. But I think Friday night, I was delighted. And maybe it's a striker in me, I don't know. Maybe it's the attacking player wants to see us having a go a little bit more. Like, I like that. And I think if we take those chances, and I know we can't keep going back to that, I think they're gone now, but I think Ambers was a great chance, and I think even more so Lily Ag's chance. If we take them in the first half, it's a different game going into the second half or 2-1 up, you know. And I think the goal we conceded, that's kind of the risk and reward factor, which we spoke about again, that if you are going to go and attack. But I think the way we played Friday, if we can do that a little bit more kind of structured and not kind of as gung-ho as we did, because I think we probably were a little bit naive that we could leave that kind of space either side of our centre backs for the likes of Canary and Malfo. Like, now they're bound to hurt you at some point if you're leaving those gaps. But I like the approach. I like the kind of get in their faces. But I think if we can pick our moments a little bit better, that can work for us. It's just we can't be all out kind of back and forth against teams like that, because that's, as I said, they're a team that will hurt you at some point.
Yeah, like I said it after the game on Friday, that I thought that first half was probably some of the best football that I'd seen this Irish team play, because they were being aggressive, they were being attacking, there was a confidence in what they were trying to do. And I think that's probably what impressed me as much as them setting out to do it in the first place. And I don't think that necessarily disappeared last night. Like, there's definitely still glimpses of it, but it was a lot more defensive, a lot more let's try and limit the damage as much as possible. You talked there about finding a happy medium between the two games. What is that happy medium? Is it a different shape? Is it a different personnel? Like, obviously we were missing our kind of regulars, Nifahi, Heather Payne, Denise O'Sullivan as well, and Rusha was missing on Friday. So what is it exactly that would bring us to that happy medium?
Yeah, look, I think the players you mentioned, like we spoke about, obviously the players that Sweden were missing in terms of Lasselius in particular. Obviously Alyssa is another one who's been out for a while now, but I thought our absences were probably more effective for us in terms of they kind of likes of Nice in particular being out of the team. I think, like, for me, and again, you can overanalyze a lot, it's easy for us on the outside looking at a game against a top team like Sweden, but I just think when you're playing with a back three and your two wing backs are going constantly, there has to be cover, you know. And I think in the first half, I think Jesse Stapleton done it really well, where Anna Patton shifted across and she dropped and it almost became a back four and we were almost set for it. Now when the game gets stretched, I know it's a little bit harder to do. But I just think with our two sitting midfielders, they need to be that cover if our two wing-backs are going to bomb on it all the time, you know, because you can't afford to have everybody go, you know, that way, and that's where the gaps open up. And I think they really hurt us down the sides of our three centre-backs, obviously, on Friday night. But I think if we can kind of maybe just get that balance where we stay solid in nearly a five and keep it compact and then pick moments to go, you know, because like I felt Katie was very restricted last night in that four, and I think she played quite a disciplined game. I know she got the yellow card, obviously, that leaves her out of the England game, but I think in terms of defensively, like, she didn't go as much, which again, I don't know if I like that or not, because we want to see Katie getting that team, we want to see her being able to affect the play. But I felt she was quite restricted last night. Again, on the flip side, you had Jessu be able to be a little bit more kind of attacking than maybe perhaps she would have been in the wing back position. So it's a difficult one, as I said, and it's kind of one of those ones where I think if we can be a little bit more kind of, I suppose, disciplined and organised in how we play that 3-5-2 or whatever way you want to call it, I think that can be effective. And again, look, I've no problem with us resorting back to the 4-2-3-1 or the 4-5-1, as you call it, might call it defensively at times. But I think we look a better team when we go for it a little bit more, and you can see the players know that we actually have a chance of getting something here rather than, and I don't want to be harsh, but it almost seemed to be an inevitability last night that these are going to score. And not that they were pounding down the door or anything like that, but you just kind of feel they're going to something. Like, when we play that way, and I think under Vera we were similar, you need everything to go your way. Like, you need everything to go really well, you need everybody to play, like, no mistakes, the referee decision's not going your way, ball's gone straight in from corners or off the back of Ericsson, we're still not sure who to hit her. You know, those other things you need going your way when you play that way. And if it doesn't, then it's kind of like, oh crap, what do we do? You know, because you've exerted so much energy playing the way you do. And we're going out to get a goal was a little bit late last night, so it was hard to do anything. But I just found under Vera as well, when we did concede, it was kind of like, oh crap, it's over now, do you know that way? Because you're getting be out the window as such. So I think Friday night, it just looks like we have a bit more of an idea of, right, we have a chance to get something if we do get up the pitch. And I don't know, I just, well, I'm happy to see us trying to make that transformation. I think it has to happen at some stage. And I kind of feel for Eileen, because she's come in at a time where we're on the back of qualifying for a World Cup. We've got to a World Cup, a major tournament. And I felt it was a good time for change in terms of us pushing on. Mm. But to get the League A that we got, the draw we got, was just so tough. Like, when you look at the teams we're playing, like, any time over the last 10, 15 years, if you're playing against them, you'd set up the way Orleans set up last night and just hope not to be hammered, you know? And that's the reality. That's kind of where we're at, you know? But I think I want to see us kind of transition to a team that are able to go and have an attacking threat. And again, as I said, I think Friday, maybe we could learn from a few of the lessons that maybe we don't go gung-ho too much, and we kind of try and keep that defensive solid, you know, to get our be solid, but then expand and be able to go and attack in those areas. But yeah, I'm kind of, as I said, and it's hard to explain and it's hard to kind of figure out how we do it. And that's obviously the job that Eileen has in her hand, and it's a difficult one. But I'd like to see us kind of try and get to a level where we're able to go and pick our moments and have those attacking threats.
Yeah, because I asked Eileen on Friday night. She was obviously quite frustrated with the missed chances that hadn't gone in. And she was saying, you know, we need to be more clinical in those situations, and was maybe a bit, not necessarily down on the players, but I think just at that stage, frustrated. It was straight after the match, you know, hadn't had a chance to process everything. And I asked her, did she think that this Irish team had actually proven something by how they had performed on the night, in that I think there's been a lot of talk since she's come in, and it's especially with the League A games, maybe less so with the League B, because we were winning and we were scoring, that, like, why did we get rid of Vera? We're playing the same football. It's, you know, she got us to a major tournament. Eileen hasn't proven anything yet. Whereas I felt like Friday night proved that the team can play that sort of football, that they can create chances. And as you say, maybe there is a happy, a middle ground to be found somewhere. But you saw the trails of what we learned on Friday night last night, even though we did revert back to that more defensive structure, that more defensive shape, there was still that little glimmer. And my hope is that whenever we do get to the playoffs, where we'll hopefully be facing teams that are a bit more, you know, of our level compared to the top, some of the top three nations in the world, that we will be able to find that middle ground, as you say, and that we'll have learned and transitioned a little bit in that time. I do wonder, do you think that shape on Friday or some version of it will suit Denise? Because I think we've all said that we haven't maybe seen the best of her, as we know she can play in a green shirt, because the way she plays in North Carolina is very different, because she's surrounded by very different players and she's able to have that kind of creative impact on the ball. Whereas her role for Ireland is very different, in that we do need a bit more of a defensive shape sometimes. But do you think that sort of attacking style will suit her better when she comes back from injury?
Yeah, look, I think we've spoke so much about Denise over the years, haven't we, in terms of how we use her. I think at the World Cup, I fell for her a little bit because she was so limited in what she could do. And we know how good, like, Denise is, for me, one of the best at taking the ball from the defence, getting turned and setting attacks and playing. You know, she's really good at that. We don't really see that from her. The more, I feel like the last couple of years, we've more so seen the kind of ratting around, getting after the ball, not letting teams settle. And that's obviously a huge part of our game too. But I think Katie missed Denise on Friday night. I think at times the other night, I think Katie went too much. You know, she kind of, and I love that about her. And she done it at the World Cup, and she's been dragging us through games. And look, we know how good Katie is. She's one of the best in the world. And you can see the frustration sometimes when you're having to sit in against teams like that. But I felt when Katie went at times the other night, other players were kind of a little bit more reluctant to go. Whereas if Denise is in there, Denise sees Katie going, she's going, well, I'm going too. And then that kind of gives everybody that, like, little push to get forward a little bit more, you know, that way. And I think, as I said, Katie missed Denise in that sense. But I think that would be a formation that you'd get more from Denise. Again, I think if she's playing in the two sitting players, it might end up being a little bit more defensive. But at the same, for her, as I say, I mean, like, not the team. But again, I think it would suit her a little bit more than just sitting in there and kind of being a number or a body. You know, that way, I think we have players who, and I've been saying it for a while, and I know we've had our critics at times in terms of we don't have the players and we're not there yet. And look, I think we are a little bit off beating the likes of England and France, which I know we have coming in July, which is probably a bad thing to say, but I still think we've a chance when we're kind of having a go a little bit more, you know, that way. And I think players like Denise are going to be key to that, you know. I think players like Leanne, I think Leanne coming off the back of a really positive finish to her season is a good thing as well. I know last night she worked tirelessly. Jess Sue, for me, was excellent last night. Even when she got taken off, we were not literally just saying she's full of energy for a player who's had the injury that she had and has come back into the setup. So there are players there that I think can come in and play that kind of attacking style of football, but also be defensively and have that energy to go forward. But it's how we approach it and how we do it. And as I said, picking our moments, that will be the key. But definitely, I think Denise slotting into that formation that we played on Friday will be a plus. And Heather Payne, as I said, I think in that formation as well with the two up top, there's so many options. You know, I think Amber had a good game on Friday, but Leanne can also play in that too. And I think for me, Leanne is one of the best players playing off the shoulder of defenders and getting in behind them. We know she can finish the ball as well. So there's different players that can play the positions too. So it's an exciting one, I think. Again, it's getting the balance right and not being too gung-ho with it. But I feel that was probably a better game to watch for the neutral. And yeah, as you said, Denise, I think, would slot into that quite well.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
I'm always so impressed with Leanne whenever you watch her, the control she has on the ball and also the pace. It just makes you think if she had only been able to have a bit of a run of not being injured the last couple of years, what level again could she be at? And touch wood that she does get that run now and, you know, things go well with Liverpool and she kind of can keep doing it from an Irish perspective because she's so exciting to watch. For me, I think Jess was probably my player of the last 2 games. I was really impressed with Caitlin Hayes, especially last night when Louise Quinn went off. I thought she really stepped up, but I just feel like with Jess Sue, as you're saying, her energy levels were insane. A lot of the time she was the person who was our playmaker. She was putting in all the balls, particularly on Friday, to Amber Barrett and Carusa that were the ones that looked like they were the most likely of something to come from them. So I think it's great that we're at a stage where we can miss the likes of Heather and Denise, and obviously you would rather have them there, but we're getting these players back who maybe we haven't had for the last while who are putting in top tier performances for us.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of both Leanne and Jess, to be honest, and I really felt for Jess, obviously, with the timing of her injury, because it just didn't look like that she'd get back in time for the World Cup. I think Leanne, obviously, as I said, has had a couple of different injuries too, but was probably a little bit more ready for the World Cup. I think I would have probably brought her to the World Cup from the outside looking in. I know that's difficult to talk about now, but they're two top players. They're two players who have something that I don't think other players in the team do, and I think that's important. Like, I think Jess is a player for me and I talked to Anya about it last night in the studio, saying like she has a bit of everything. Do you know that way? She's not just really fast. She's very good at decision making. Her pass, she often, 9 times out of 10, she finds a player with a pass, and she has that burst of energy or burst of pace to get away from players. And she's also tactically quite astute. So I think she's a really, really top player. And I think she's someone who done really well under Vera, to be fair, then had the injury and has come back in and just looks a level up again. You know, I think they're top players to be able to bring into your team and to be able to have to rely on, as you say, in the absence of the likes of Heather Payne and Denise. So it's a positive thing. You know, I think we do have players who are coming in. Again, I think, look, Amber, I thought, done really well on Friday night. I think she was probably a little bit unfortunate to miss out last night. And again, it was probably just because it was a tactical shift in the formation that she missed out. But there are players there who are coming through, young players. And again, it's trying to, for me, I think it's a mindset thing. You know, for years, we've always been this team. And like, I think previous managers have brought their own little bit to it. I know Colin came in, and for me, I remember there being a bit of a mentality shift with Colin, you know, and he tried to make us a little bit more kind of defensively solid and build that foundation. And I always remember him kind of saying to us to play with a controlled passion. You know, as Irish teams, we're always very passionate. We'll get stuck in, we'll work hard, we'll make it hard for the opposition. But he wanted us to do it in a controlled way. And then Vera came in, I think she brought, again, her way of kind of playing the way we've played, but obviously brought her way of doing it. I think she made us a little bit more, kind of, again, she improved us defensively. And I think she also gave us that kind of, not just boot the ball away. You know, she wanted us to kind of keep the ball when we did clear it, make it kind of a good pass into a dangerous area that we could get ourselves up the pitch, and it's not just coming straight back down our throats. She was very, very keen on us not giving away stupid fouls, because, you know, they're the types of things that when you're playing really well defensively, you don't want to give away kind of penalties or free kicks in dangerous areas that you have to defend. And she kind of brought that. And now I think Eileen is kind of trying to bring the other part, you know, and try to get us to try and play that attacking football. So it's, you can see the development of the team over the last, as I said, 10 years or so. And for me, I think we have to kind of, and it's not too dissimilar to the men's team, to be fair, in terms of what Stephen Kenny was trying to do. And I know at international level, results is a big thing, you know. So it's a hard one, as I said, for Ireland to come in and try and make that shift. But we've come up to League A. We're playing against better opposition. We were guaranteed the playoff. So I feel like those first three games, she was right to try and experiment and see how we fare against teams like that. And can we kind of, I think maybe less so against France in that first game. We probably were just defensively sitting in, and it wasn't until later in the game. And against England, I thought we started very positively. And again, kind of were sucker punched with the two penalties and the goal, obviously. So I think we're in that phase, as I said, of trying to see, can we now bring that defensive shape really, really solid, hard to beat, and now bring in kind of a little bit of an attacking threat. And I think, as I said, we have players that can do it, and it's just getting it right, and it's trying to kind of fine tune it. And again, as most people know, as an international team, you're not together very long, so that's a very difficult thing to do for any manager. If you're at a club and you have all your players together day in, day out, it's so much easier to kind of like, right, we're going to do this formation, and we're going to work on this, and we're going to work on that. Whereas when we come in from international or for international duty, there's less time to prepare. You might have certain players coming in a little bit later, like especially kind of if, like, Katie was in Australia recently and stuff. But like, it's a little bit harder to kind of get the team organised as such, and it's a very short window to be able to do that. But I think you can see over the last few games in this campaign, we've gradually grown into it. We've learned from the previous results. And I think Eileen is slowly trying to get the girls' mindset to change, and that we are a good team. We can go and score goals. And getting that shift is probably the hardest part, as I said. I think that's something that will be difficult for us to change. And I think until we maybe get a few goals against the top team, it might not change too soon, you know.
Yeah, I think getting that goal and just scratching that itch for the team, getting their mentality as well, because they've proven so much, and I totally agree with what you said over the last couple of games, but it's just that one sticking point that we're still struggling to kind of get ourselves over. And I think once we do that, hopefully it'll be not necessarily the opening of a floodgates considering the opposition that we're playing against, but definitely a new step in the right direction. I thought it was quite interesting last night. I put up a poll just to see, like, band-wise, how people found the two games, which one they thought was most interesting. So 145 votes, and asked which game did they enjoy more between the two. And the majority of people said last night's game. So 66.9% said last night's game, compared to 33.1% said Friday's, which really surprised me, because if I was to look back on the two games, like, yeah, last night, obviously the result was a lot more disappointing in that it came last minute. It wasn't like a goal of any massive skill or anything, but I would have thought that people would have been more excited by seeing us playing that more open style of football, considering the criticism that has been labelled at Eileen over the last couple of months.
Yeah, that surprises me. And again, I'm not questioning people, but I wonder how many people watched both full games. You know, and that might be harsh, because I know from sometimes you look at Twitter, and not even just with Ireland, like I'm obviously a United fan, and there'll be times where I'd be watching a game and I look and people are tweeting and I'm kind of like, are they watching the same game? I'm watching it, you know, that way. So well, I don't know, maybe there's a case of you see the result and you kind of go, well, obviously we prefer Friday nights. It was a late goal to concede. We lost 1-0 against one of the top teams in the world. And then Friday night, obviously it's a bigger deficit. So obviously I think based off results, I would agree, but I think based off style of play, I think it's very difficult for a football fan to prefer Tuesday night, in my opinion. And maybe, again, that's probably me maybe being naive. I've never been a manager. I don't know really what it's like to have to be in the results business and make sure that you're not getting hockeyed every game. But for me, again, as I said, I go back to Friday night. If we take those two chances in the first half, I think that gives us obviously a little bit of a boost. It will also obviously get a reaction from Sweden. Let's be honest, it's not going to make the second half easier, but it's a complete mindset shift. And you're kind of like, right, we're 2-1 up against one of the top teams. We've scored, we've proven we can go and attack. Can we go into the second half and maybe get another goal and keep it, as I said, defensively solid and get a result here? So I think it's a difficult one, as I said. I think last night I expected us to play that kind of 4-2-3-1 because of the way Friday went in the end. We did look really, really open towards the end, particularly when we were going to try and chase it. And it wasn't until we probably made that formation shift on Friday that we looked a bit more kind of like not conceding as such. So I can completely understand how we set up last night. But I'm kind of more of the, I want to see us attack and I want to see us have. And again, like, you can probably do it in both formations, I suppose. Like we're kind of more focused on that Friday night with the two up top. I felt we just had a bit more of an outlet. We probably could maybe transform that 4-2-3-2-3-1 into a better attacking setup too. But yeah, I find it difficult to say that I thought last night's game was quite boring. Like, and I'll be totally honest, I did. Like, as a football fan, you know, as a football fan, you want to see your team.
You want to see goals. You want to see a bit of class.
Yeah, you want to see just a little bit of oomph. You know, you don't want to see us going back to just being. Like, I've obviously commentated and been involved in games over the last number of years, and there's been certain games where I've been commentating and genuinely, like, the last 10 minutes of the game, whether it's with George or Dara, I'm not even talking. I'm so nervous that we're going to concede a goal. Like, it's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, it's that kind of, you're hanging on, you're really hoping. And in those moments when you do get the results, it's brilliant. But you can almost see there's, as I said, an inevitability that the team are going to score. And then it's kind of looking, going, Jesus, where are we going to get an equaliser here from? You know, so I don't know, I just found it difficult to enjoy last night's game. Again, I was very, very happy to see us be a little bit more compact and a little bit more defensively solid, but I didn't think we really looked like going to score. And I think maybe, as we said, Jess was probably the one that maybe looked a little bit threatening, and Leanne with her pace, but I don't think we really looked like we were going to get a goal, you know? And that's for me, as a football fan, that's kind of what I want to see. I want to see, and I know a lot of people go to the games, like if you're bringing your kids to the game, you don't want to just see a team sitting back in their shape, shuffling side to side. Like, that's not, it's not good to watch, is it? Am I being, you know, it's not like, and again, it's a results business of international football, but I think it's that kind of, we're at that level now where I think we can kind of make a little bit more of a push going forward and also try and be a bit more kind of solid too. So it's, I'm probably being greedy here. I'm saying I want us to be defensively solid and I want us to go and score goals, which is a difficult thing to do. But I do like...
Every football fan wants.
Yeah. I did like the approach of us with two up top and having a bit more of a goal going forward. And look, I think set pieces, obviously Megan Campbell's throw in is also a huge thing that we can use. If we do sit in and defend really well and then do have a goal, we have those options. But I think that's what we've been for as long as I can remember, you know, so I'd like to see us kind of have that shift at some stage.
Katie was having a go at some Megan Campbell-esque throw-ins last night. She was doing her best to get them as far as she could. Just some of the comments that people had on that poll. So Ono Harrington, He says, it's hard to say. I think the performance today was more encouraging overall. It's very familiar to what we've seen before, but there were signs they could get in behind if the passes were a little better. Feels deflating now, but I do think they're getting there. Margins are small. Dave Fitzgerald, today we were more competitive for longer. That felt better. In my opinion, the question is, though, which approach is better for the team's development, which is kind of what you were saying, Stephanie. Yeah. Not necessarily which do we prefer to watch, but which one is going to raise the team's overall level better. Aoife, I think Denise would have added a lot to tonight's match. Need to be better offensively, though. There's rarely enough bodies up there when we have the chances. And Kieran Bannon, I'm going for four at the back, but I feel McCabe is too restricted. Zoo and Kieran were very promising. Maybe if we worked on crossing, arrival into the box, relationships, some of those openings become proper chances. So I think a lot of what people are saying is kind of similar to what we've said over the course of the last 20, 25 minutes of we can see the green shoots, we can see the positivity, but we also know that the realistic thing for us maybe over the next couple of matches is finding a little bit of a middle ground between the football we would love to be able to play and the football that maybe is going to make sure we're not going out and getting hockeyed every week.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of those comments is, as you said, I think it was one of them said that we can work on our attacking area and arriving in the box and stuff like that. Again, that comes down to mental fatigue, physical fatigue. You know, if you're literally defending for your life for 90 minutes or there or thereabouts, you're kind of more reluctant to go forward. And you know, in those moments and make those runs forward, I do think Denise would have made a difference in terms of pushing us up, as I said, with Katie making those presses, she would have went with her and it would have got us up the pitch. So, look, I think a lot of people are probably thinking along the same lines of both of us there with a couple of those comments.
Definitely. Well, it's not the total depression that we thought may come down on us after Friday night, that we were able to see some of the positives from the last couple of days. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it, especially with the early hour and being up late last night. If you want to get in contact with us, you can get us at the Koi Gig Pod on Twitter. Very curious to hear all your thoughts. There was a lot of comments coming in last night about certain people's performances and how you're feeling about them. So do keep them coming into us, because it's always great for us to be able to discuss them. And the Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball is sponsored by Cadbury, official snack partner to Republic of Ireland women's national team. I think the next time we will be back with you will be the next international window. So until then, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you all very soon.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball, in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.